The plan calls for what's known as a dog bone interchange, or two roundabouts to help redirect and slow down traffic on either side of a bridge on the intersection of U.S. Highway 20 and State Road 2, instead of the stoplight currently in place. One New Carlisle resident suggested anyone who wanted a first-hand experience of the proposed changes should visit Valparaiso, where a similar interchange is in use off State Road 49. INDOT officials agree the project is similar, but the traffic is not comparable to what the intersection of 20 and 2 sees. Most residents who participated in public comment were concerned with the traffic issues the proposed project would bring to the local area. INDOT spokesperson Adam Parkhouse says headaches are inevitable when it comes to construction.
We believe at the end of the day, we're going to have a safer and more efficient roadway, and that everybody will, at the end of the day, will see the fruits of the labor.
The public hearing was the only one that will be held, although residents have until August 17th to file public comments. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Mangiano.